from the studios of Earth First, of Free Radio Santa Cruz. You're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place?
Welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Every week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about folks who are killing the planet and folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, and web addresses, so please get a pencil or pen and some recycled paper ready to write down the information you're going to hear, because this isn't couch potato radio, it's activist radio. And you really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down on the dragon at the road blockade. If you have information, announcements, or comments for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact addresses later on in the show. Let's get on to some announcements here. The first is that southern communities are now struggling with the proliferation of chip mills and industrial forestry. Over 100 mills have been built in the last 10 years, clear-cutting an estimated 1.2 million acres a year. Activists now have an opportunity to speak out on behalf of both forests and human communities hard hit by this wave of industrial forestry across the southeastern United States. Your input is needed to help direct the recently announced two-year federal forest health study on the impact of chip mills and unsustainable logging practices on southern forests. Regional activists are encouraged to attend the hearing listed below. There have been four previous hearings, and unfortunately Uncle Dennis got this notice a little late. Everyone's encouraged to write a letter in support of protecting forest ecosystems from overcutting. And your experience and involvement can make a difference in the outcome of this study. The next scheduled scoping meeting in the future is in Tifton, Georgia. That'll be held on August 31st from 2 to 4 in the afternoon and 7 to 9 in the evening. And that will be at the University of Georgia Rural Development Center. Once again, August 31st in Tifton, Georgia at the University of Georgia Rural Development Center from 2 to 4 and 7 to 9. The study will include the following topics chosen by a group of experts and federal assessment team members: landscapes, terrestrial ecosystems, social and economic factors, timber markets and forest management, forest extent, conditions and health, and watersheds, aquatic and riparian ecosystems, and forested wetlands. If you'd like more information and a sample letter, please contact the Dogwood Alliance. Their telephone number, 828-883-5889. That's 828-883-5889 for the Dogwood Alliance. Or you can send email to info@dogwoodalliance, all one word, .org. All right. That's some good information there. All right. Looking for a job? Well, the position is Director of Heartwood. And what is Heartwood? Well, Heartwood is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting and restoring the native forests of the central Heartwood region. Heartwood operates in 18 states throughout the Midwest, South, and East, with offices in Bloomington, Indiana, and Charlottesville, Virginia. The heart of Heartwood is our strong sense of place and friendship within our circle, as well as our governance by a regionally representative coordinating council. And if they're looking for a director, as I mentioned, it's going to be full-time employment, 40 hours a week. The director shall oversee the entire organization, including day-to-day operations of the Bloomington, Indiana office. This will include a strong emphasis on communication with the staff and the council for the purpose of facilitating interstaff communication and the staff council membership communication. And there's other directories and stuff, but you'll also be a spokesperson and a media person, an outreach person. And it basically, you're going to be in charge. You must be willing to relocate to the greater Bloomington area, have excellent written and verbal communication skills, and a basic knowledge of hardwood forest ecology and Forest Service operations. You need computer skills, and you should have had experience working with the media. You must be able to attend 4 to 6 weekend council meetings each year located throughout the Midwest, South, and East. You'll receive $18,000 per year. Get 4 weeks of paid vacation, holidays, including your birthday, basic health insurance, 6 pay, flexible hours, good times, lasting friendships, and a supportive forest activist community. You can also visit their webpage at www.heartwood.org for more information about the organization. But if you'd like to apply, please send your resume and 3 references to Heartwood, P.O. Box 1424, Bloomington, Indiana, 47402. Once again, that's Heartwood, P.O. Box 1424, Bloomington, Indiana, 47402. Telephone number for information, 812-337-8898. That's 812-337-8898. Or you can send email to inform@heartwood.org. And those resumes and references need to be received by Wednesday, September 15th. All right, let's get into the deep packet of announcements here. The Red Tail Deep Ecology Rendezvous, September 3rd through September 5th, the ecology-inspired gathering of people, mainly from the Maritimes, who support the idea of deep ecology. All right. Darn. Uncle Dennis received the email address for this. Anyway, once again, it's September 3rd through Sunday, September 5th, outside of Scottsburn, Pictou County, Nova Scotia, Canada. And if you're up in that area of the woods, get, you know where Scottsburn is, you can get there. The Red Tail Deep Ecology Rendezvous. Also coming up is September 9th, is the State of Oregon's State of Oregon's Forest Meeting. September 9th is the day. And let's see, for more information about where, it's you got to go to the website at www.cof.orst.edu/cof/extended/conferen. That's like conference without the CE on the end, / assess. Once again, www.cof.orst.edu/cof/extended/conferen/assess. And let's see here. August 29th through September 4th is the Daku Batete Environmental Education Program's headwaters, and Antioch University will be sponsoring the East Siskiyou Natural History Field Camp. You can get graduate level credit for this. And the site is the Trillium Farm Daku Batete Wilderness. And if you'd like more information, there is a charge. You can contact Antioch University, P.O. Box 1377, Ashland, Oregon, 97520. Once again, that's Antioch University, P.O. Box 1377, Ashland, Oregon, 97520. Or send email to deep@mind.net. And, of course, the Forest Reform Rally called Rewilding. This is September 10th through 12th. This year is sponsored by the Wild Utah Forest Campaign and the Forest Reform Network. Take place at the High Uinta Mountains in Camp Steiner, about an hour and a half to 2 hours east of Salt Lake City, depending on how fast you drive, on the Mirror Lake Highway. If you'd like more information about the 13th Annual Forest Reform Rally, send email to Susan Ash at wufc@xmission.com. That's wufc@xmission.com. Or try writing to American Lands, 726 7th Street, Southeast Washington, D.C., 20003. That's American Lands, 726 7th Street, Southeast Washington, D.C., 20003. And the Wild Rockies Rendezvous, September 17th through 19th. The Alliance for the Wild Rockies is sponsoring the Rendezvous, Connecting People with Places. This rendezvous will be held at Montana Snow Bowl, 20 minutes from downtown Missoula, Montana. There's a nominal charge. If you'd like more information, contact Bob Clark with the Alliance for the Wild Rockies. His number, 406-721-5420. That's 406-721-5420. Email to Bob Clark, all one word, at wildrockies, all one word, .org. That's Bob Clark at wildrockies.org. Or, of course, you can visit their website at www.wildrockies.org/AWR. All right, September 15th is the International Day of Action Against the World Trade Organization. No new round, turnaround. Join tens of thousands of activists around the world in a day of action to oppose the expansion of the World Trade Organization, a powerful, undemocratic global commerce agency which imposes a regime of corporate-managed trade. Oh, boy. Nasty, nasty stuff. Of course, contact your members of Congress and your senators. Urge them to oppose the launch of a new round of WTO negotiations in Seattle. Telephone number at the Capitol Building switchboard is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121, or toll free at 1-888-449-3511. That's 1-888-449-3511. Or you can get in touch with www.seattlewto.net. That website again is www.seattlewto.net, or call 1-877-STOP-WTO. That's 1-877-STOP-WTO. And for those of you who hate people saying letters, it's 1-877-786-7986. That's 1-877-786-7986. All right. And the Georgia Forest Watch Retreat, September 24th through 26th. There are lots of speakers, including Tim Inglesby, giving a lesson on fire ecology. If you'd like more information, contact Lim Kumiski at L Kumiski. I'll spell that L-C-U-M-I-S-K-E-Y at earthlink.net. L Kumiski at earthlink.net. Also that weekend is the Virginia Forest Health Conference, Real Forest Health, subject of a conference in the Southwest Virginia Higher Education Center in Abingdon, Virginia. And Representative Rick Butcher and Dr. Robert Brook will be speaking. If you'd like information, contact Steve Brooks with the Virginia Forest Watch at VAFW. At Moonet, MOUNET.com. That's VAFW at MOUNET.com. Or call 540-479-2176. That's 540-479-2176. All right. That's it for announcements. Let's get right into our action news. There are currently, as I pointed out, about 10 tree sits currently ongoing in Washington on Watch Mountain in the Gifford-Pinchot National Forest. The Minnesota at the Minnehaha Tree Village. Those folks are under attack, but still there. Luna, the Julia Butterfly Tree Sit, is still up. The Gypsy Mountain Tree Village is supposedly still there. In California, the Freshwater Tree Sit in Freshwater Canyon is still there. In Oregon, the Right View Timber Sale Tree Sit in the Umpqua BLM lands, Winberry Tree Village in the Willamette National Forest of Oregon, the Fall Creek Tree Village in Willamette National Forest of Oregon, and the Eagle Tree Village in Willamette National Forest. We'll have more news about Eagle Tree Sit in just a little while. All right. Here in other action news, here's information about from British Columbia. A wet first week was had by all at the Alaho Action Camp. The Saugee group held fast to their defense position protecting the pristine valley. Road building by Interfor has been prevented for nearly a week, and we are promising a struggle till the snow flies. The Squamish RCMP came by Sunday to scout out the area. They hope to enforce the court injunction sometime this week, i.e. try to get us out of the trees. They may have a hard time, though. We're slippery little monkeys. Although the support camp has slowly grown, there are a few things we still need to make our action successful. If it is possible to donate or lend any of the following items, the forest would be eternally grateful. Our wish list, yarn, lots and lots of yarn, 3 small propane stoves, whistles, Ziploc bags, AA and D cell batteries, flashlights, biodegradable dish soap, 35mm foam, 400 ASA, buckets with handles, citronella candles, for the mosquitoes probably, locking carabiners and webbing, lots of money, love, transportation, food, dry, canned goods, chocolate, are all, produce and chocolate are all welcome, and you should probably send email to otter@vcn.bc.ca. That's otter@vcn.bc.ca. For more information about the Alaho Action Camp, here's another update from yesterday. As many of you know, we set up a camp at Catface Mountain on Friday, August 6th, after learning of Interfor's intentions to return to Catface Mountain north of Tofino to road build and log. Just before we set up our camp, Interfor did cut about 40 meters of the new road. That's only about 120 feet for Americans. There has been no more cutting since our camp went in. The camp ran until Tuesday, August 10th, at which point we left the camp because of a truce between ourselves and Interfor that was set up by the Ahusat First Nation. The Ahusat had a canoe quest at Clayquot, for which about 2,000 to 3,000 people in many traditional canoes arrived from far and wide. The Ahusat requested that there be no conflict on Catface during the canoe quest. They negotiated a truce until August 9th, until Sunday, August 15th, during which time there would be no activity on Catface by either Interfor or ourselves. Seeing as Interfor would go back in after the truce, we went back up to Catface yesterday to reestablish the camp and have a picnic. About 25 people showed up for the picnic and a hike to look at the old growth Interfor is planning to take down. No sign of Interfor or any of their machinery in the area. A small number of people have stayed over on Catface to keep the camp going. Keep an eye out for Interfor as we can prevent any machinery from going in. The latest report from camp was this morning, and there's still no sign of Interfor. We found out that most of the machinery is still at Verge Creek, up Fortune Channel, where they are finishing up some work in an area they have cut since 1997. They will be finishing that in about a week, after which there's a good chance they will be bringing their machines to Catface. We will be ready for them if they do. For more information, here's another telephone number. 250-725-4218. That's 250-725-4218. For more information about what's happening in British Columbia, and they note you do not need to get arrested to help. You can just go up and help out at camp. They'd be glad to have you. The longest urban land occupation has just entered its second year of resistance to corporate greed and force. 1 year ago, none of us knew that this anti-road campaign would last so long and draw so many wonderful people in. Since last August, I have personally met thousands of people from Minnesota and nearly every other state. Phone calls have come in from around the country and even from as far away as Ireland. The struggle continues. And this is a notice. They are trying to raise money by selling a CD. This is called Trees and Water, Songs of Resistance to Reroute Highway 55. And you could obtain this CD for $10. It's a compilation of songs written and performed by impassioned eco-activist Native Americans and other inspired anti-reroute folks. Let's see. How would you get a copy of it? Send email to Forest Defender. That's Forest Defender, all one word, at hotmail.com. Checked out that CD. Here's a note from Fall Creek. My name is River Nola, and for months I lived at Fall Creek, 207 feet up, an old-growth Douglas fir named Fanghorn, which is about 600 years old. We are here protesting these precious trees and land so it won't be destroyed by your excess and greed. We are directly acting on our beliefs and what we know is right. We are practicing both community and anarchy. By getting in people's faces and awakening them to the sad reality of what's going on, we also awaken choices in them to make. Do you want to be a slave to the machine for the rest of your life, or do you want to live freely in the moment, going at your pace, working for yourself, and not having your life rotate around dollar signs? It is about living for yourself and knowing that everything around you intertwines and connects somehow. It's about getting back to the earth, being primitive, and being with your natural surroundings. It's about being grounded and solidifying meaningful relations. It's about turning off your TVs and looking and thinking for yourselves. It's about realizing what we've been fed for centuries are nothing but lies. Civilization and technology are raping this world, not improving it. And why the Clark timber sale needs to be shut down. The Northwest Forest Plan requires surveying for endangered species before logging is to occur. Referred to as survey and manage throughout the plan, these surveys have not been happening. And on Monday, August 2nd, by initiation of the Oregon Natural Resources Defense Council, 13 environmental plaintiffs struck a key legal victory with U.S. District Judge William Dreyer. The lawsuit, according to Judge Dreyer, proves that the Forest Service is arbitrary and contrary in their blatant lack of surveying for listed species called for in the Northwest Forest Plan, and we'll have more information about this. If you would like more information about the Fall Creek action, contact Red Cloud Thunder, P.O. Box 11122, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. That's P.O. Box 11122, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. Their number, 541-684-2997. That's 541-684-2997. Or redcloud at efn.org. That's redcloud at efn.org. And this weekend they're having an ancient forest campout in Jamboree at Fall Creek, but if you don't know about it by now, you probably won't be there. Okay. Let's see here. An action alert. On May 2nd, 1999, Rodolfo Montiel Flores, a Mexican campesino who last year successfully led public opposition against destructive logging operations by one of the world's largest timber corporations, Boise Cascade, in the coastal state of Guerrero, Mexico, was arrested by federales on charges of running guns and drugs. According to investigators from Mexico's National Human Rights Commission, he was badly beaten and now is in solitary confinement in the prison of Cayuco de Catalan, Guerrero. Leaders of the local campesino, environmental, and human rights groups say that not only is Rodolfo Montiel innocent, but he is being denied adequate medical treatment, food, and water, and this is a violation of his basic human rights and should be freed immediately. Guerrero's forests have been identified by the World Resources Institute as one of North America's last frontier forests, that is, one of the world's few remaining large tracts of relatively undisturbed forest. Mexico ranks fifth in the world for species diversity, according to the United Nations. Mexican soldiers entered a small village of Pizolta about 10 a.m. Sunday morning, May 2nd. Shooting among unarmed people, one campesino, Salome Sanchez Ortiz, was shot dead. Rodolfo Montiel, along with Teodoro Cabrera Garcia, was taken into custody and beaten. Military officials characterized the two as, quote, members of an ecologist guerrilla organization. And they're asking that folks donate to the Rodolfo Montiel Defense Fund. And you can do that by writing a check to the Rodolfo Montiel Defense Fund, American Lands Alliance, 726 7th Street Southeast, Washington, D.C., 2003. Once again, that's the Rodolfo Montiel Defense Fund, American Lands Alliance, 726 7th Street Southeast, Washington, D.C., 20003. All right, let's talk about some action in India. At the moment, villagers in central India are vowing to drown in the rising waters behind the $8.1 billion Sardar Sarovar Dam. In western India, rather than leave their ancestral homes and lands, more than 12,000 people living in 60 villages are currently at risk of losing their lands into the rising water caused by recent construction on the dam. They need your help now to urge the Indian government to stop this man-made tragedy. Quote, we will drown, we will not move. Since June 20th, activists and villagers in the Narmada Valley have been occupying two houses on the lowest reaches of Damkheti and Jalsindi villages, determined to brave the rising floodwaters. On August 11th, heavy rains caused the level of the reservoir waters to rise rapidly, and more than 60 activists stood for several hours in waist-deep water in Damkheti. They were eventually arrested and beaten by the police, but after the release from jail, the prisoners returned to the riverbanks to continue their vigil. And this has been going on for a while. For more information, contact the Narmada River homepage at www.narmada.org. That's N-A-R-M-A-D-A. Once again, www.narmada.org. Bad thing here. All right. Well, we're going to take a little poetry break here for a few moments, and then we'll be back.
Thanks to all you warrior poets who have been reading for us today. This is terrific. So many in one place at one time. This book, Earth First Campfire Poems, is full of poems that have been written by warrior poets. Those are poets who have put their words, their pens, in the service of Mother Earth. I want to read a couple of poems. First one is called The Salmon is the Knot, and it's by Chris Clark. The salmon is the knot that ties the grizzly to the squid, the mountain to the sea. It is the expression of abundance of the land, the environment made flesh. Spawning in the mountain streams and spending its life in the depths of the ocean, it is uniquely sensitive to disruption in a dozen different ecosystems. From gill nets to clear cuts, dams to toxic dumps, our behavior is measured in the health of the salmon. This is not a book of poems. This is a tool chest with tools for changing people's minds and attitudes. This other poem I'm going to read is called Zhen Jia Si An, which translated is Big Seated Mountain. And on the maps, it's Mount Graham in Arizona. This is by Karen Coulter. White clouds racing across deep blue, fast, steady as the light footsteps of the Apache runners, concentrating with each step all energy into the earth to heal her wounds, bowing protection, asking guidance, spirit giving back to the source of all beings, earth returning strength up through runners' legs, so sweat drops unnoticed in the long climb, sacred earth objects giving strength through runners' hands, grasping rock and feathers, resistance and flexibility, the earth power felt by all, exchanged in smiles. Scattered throughout the Sky Island forest, red squirrel leaps, gathers, nestles and chatters, living ancient natural life, their dance of joy and death, as the cold metal helicopters whir louder and louder. National Guard with infrared sensors buzzing the squirrels' defenders, the mountains' defenders, as we slam dance the caribou polka, threaten their monopolies with our poems and songs, our hugs and unity and purpose spread across the meadow like wildflowers. Oppression nothing new to the Apache people, no longer new to us, born silently by the great spinning cycles of life. Last night our tree climbers were tracked and stopped, but there are more of us, more life in us, and we have time and blood pulsing warm through our hearts. We don't just come together to passively watch a movie, to read the news digested for us. We come to dance beyond our shattered cultures, to reshape our tattered lives by living for more than ourselves, by breathing for the squirrel, by running for the first people, by climbing the mountain to protect her, until glass flies in shards from the passive observatories, mimicking a deranged spectator society. The glass flies, glinting in the hot sun, reflecting our elders, the trees, the animals, the sky, the people who grasp real life. The concrete crumbles back into dirt, the metal bars erode slowly back to rock from our prayers, our steps, and our hammers. Thank you.
Earth First Radio will be right back. Stay tuned.